This is Lunarsphere, aka NYTDDS, and I'm here in my room at 3:55 a.m., Monday, November 19th, 2007. That'd be Monday morning, not Monday evening. And I'm here to show everybody the interesting side of Google 411. I was screwing around with it at my dad's house, just screwing around saying all of these different phrases. For those of you that don't know what Google 411 is, let me get that out first. It's a new free 411 system by Google. And if you're in the Google Businesses website, if you're on their website and known, or you are a business in the Google Local or Google website, you will be in the Google 411. There is a way to hack around this, but I'm not going to go into detail about that right now. Right now, what I'm going to mention is that there is some interesting sides to Google 411. I was at my dad's house for about a week, and I was going to go over to a friend's house and hang out and chill, but I needed to call Google 411 to find information about a number. Unfortunately, I didn't get the information I wanted, but I decided to screw around a little bit with it, and I came up with something kind of funny. I'm going to call via FWD Pulver Communicator. I'm going to call Google 411 and show you exactly what I found. Okay, here we go. Let's go ahead and call here.
Calls recorded for calling.
Oh, 411.
What city and state?
San Antonio, Florida.
San Antonio, Florida. What business name or category?
Penis.
Penis. Searching. There was no direct match, but here are some related listings. Number one. Florida looks like a penis. No address was it.
One.
To select number one, you can press one or say number one. Number one. Florida looks like a penis. I'll connect you.
Details.
Say details or details. You can also get the details by saying text message. Florida looks like a penis. No address listed. No phone number listed. Here it is again.
Connect.
Florida looks up a lot. Sorry, we don't have a valid telephone number for that listing. I'll go back. There was a...
As you can see, it's someone's idea of a prank. It's a funny prank. Still someone's idea of a prank. I have been thinking of how I can manipulate this to myself. I've currently tried to add Bell's Mind, the Bell's Mind PBX, via my name and phone number, or my name and that phone number, and I'm in the company of telephones, I guess. If this all goes through, you will be able to access the Bell's Mind PBX via Google 411, which means free access to the Bell's Mind PBX. You can call from your FWD communicator, even if you don't have an FWD number for the Bell's Mind PBX comp. Because you can call the 1-800 Google 411 and contact through there. There's no disconnections. There's no paying for it right now. It's a completely free service as of the current time. You can call from a payphone, completely free. You can call from your house phone, completely free, and use the conferences. Do you understand what this means? You can call the PBX from your house phone for free. You can call the PBX from a payphone for free. You can call from FWD Communicator without having a VoIP line for free. You can join in on a conference, such as a conference recording a radio show. You can join in on Freak Factor for free. And you can three-way from your house phone while joining Freak Factor via Google 411 for free. And three-way and make phone calls. Not for free, unfortunately, unless you have free three-way calling. But there's endless possibilities. You can add your real name. You don't even have to add your real name, but, you know, I did. I added my name, my address, my zip, you know, my area, and I added the Bellsmine PBX comp. If this goes through, like I heard it can, you can add your name, your address, and your special PBX, or a fake address and a fake name. Unfortunately, there are some setbacks. You have to add either have the real phone number for the business, or you have to use your real address, because, or PO box or a friend's address, because they will send you a letter. There's two ways to authenticate that it's you. They'll call your phone number and ask. Or you can choose to have a postcard sent to your address to authenticate that the phone number and your address and your business is real. So I chose my address. Hopefully, if this goes through, like I said, we'll be able to call the PBX for free. This is Lunar Sphere. Hope you enjoyed listening to this, and, you know, test your limits on Google. Just sit there for days and days and scan like you would phone numbers. Try to find, you know, neat little hidden stuff. Try to find anything you can. Play with Google 411. I encourage you to. I do it every day. Okay, well, almost every day, but still. I also screw around with 1-800-813-6320. That number rings a bell. That was the Mother's Day giveaway from Folgers.com for free phone card numbers. That phone number is still active, and you can still dial in phone card digits through that phone number. Now, one day, I guess you could, you know, it's a one in some odd number chance, I don't know for sure, and I'm not going to calculate it. You could dial a 10-digit number from your keypad, from your home, because you can use FW Pulver Communicator to dial the phone card number. You can dial a 10-digit number from your keypad and maybe get free connection. Free 30-minute phone card. It's a nice thing to think about data mining. I'd like to say again, this is Lunar Sphere, and you can call the Goog 411, 1-800-466-4411. Remember, if you're using FWD Communicator, you have to have an asterisk before the 100. Or you can try calling the Folgers and possibly get a free 30-minute phone card with the asterisk on FWD, then 1-800-813-6320, or from your, you know, home phone. But trust me, it's a lot easier with FWD Communicator. Have fun.